Standard Chinese, a modular approach. Module on Customs Surrounding Marriage, Birth, and Death, Unit 5. Part 1 deals with the presentation of condolences after someone passes away. Recently.
最近.
To leave town on business.
出差.
To take part in, to attend.
参加.
I've been out of town on business lately, so I couldn't participate in this meeting.
我最近出差去了，没能参加这个会。
Grandmother, on the father's side.
祖母,
to pass away.
去世,
news.
消息,
last Tuesday I heard the news that his grandmother had passed away.
我在上星期二, 就听说他祖母去世的消息了。
To present one's condolences at a funeral, to attend a funeral.
吊丧。
Tomorrow I'm going to present my condolences at the funeral.
明天我要去吊丧。
A funeral.
丧礼.
Tomorrow I'm going to help them take care of the funeral.
明天我要帮他们办丧礼.
Have always, had always.
一向.
Suddenly.
忽然.
The next sentence comes in two parts. My father always liked to drink, but last month he decided all of a sudden that he would never drink again.
我父亲一向喜欢喝酒，上个月忽然决定再也不喝了.
Practice the first part. My father always liked to drink.
我父亲一向喜欢喝酒.
But last month he decided all of a sudden that he would never drink again.
上个月忽然决定再也不喝了.
To have an attack of a disease.
犯.
Heart.
心脏.
Heart disease.
心脏病.
My father had a heart attack.
我父亲犯了心脏病.
Quickly.
赶紧.
A polite way of referring to an older person.
他老人家.
To escort, to take someone to a place.
送.
We rushed him to Taiwan University Hospital.
我们赶紧把他老人家送到台大医院去.
First aid, to administer emergency treatment.
急救.
To save.
救过来.
The doctor said that she'd been saved through emergency treatment.
医生说, 经过急救已经救过来了.
to take good care of oneself.
保重。
Your grandmother always took good care of herself.
你祖母一向很保重身体。
To pass away.
过去。
Age.
年纪。
She must have been quite old when she passed away.
她过去的时候年纪一定很大了吧。
To be calm.
平静。
After I listened to it, it took me quite a while to calm down.
我听完了以后心里很久不能平静下来。
To rush back.
赶回来。
I'm sorry I couldn't rush back in time for the funeral.
很抱歉我没能赶回来吊丧。
Now here's a review of the new words in part one. Recently.
最近。
To leave town on business.
出差。
To take part in, to attend.
参加。
Grandmother on the father's side.
祖母。
To pass away.
去世。
News.
消息。
To present one's condolences at a funeral, to attend a funeral.
吊丧。
Funeral.
丧礼。
Have always, had always.
一向。
Suddenly.
忽然。
Heart.
心脏。
Heart disease.
心脏病。
To have an attack of a disease.
饭
quickly
赶紧
a polite way to refer to an older person
他老人家
to escort, to take someone to a place
送
first aid, to administer emergency treatment
急救
to save
救过来
to take good care of oneself
保重
to pass away
过去
age
年纪
to be calm
平静。
To rush back.
赶回来。
Now here's a review of the sentences in part one. I've been out of town on business lately, so I couldn't participate in this meeting.
我最近出差去了，没能参加这个会。
Last Tuesday, I heard the news that his grandmother had passed away.
我在上个星期二就听说他祖母去世的消息了。
Tomorrow I'm going to present my condolences at the funeral.
明天我要去吊丧。
Tomorrow I'm going to help them take care of the funeral.
明天我要帮他们办丧礼。
My father always liked to drink, but last month he decided all of a sudden that he would never drink again.
我父亲一向喜欢喝酒，上个月忽然决定再也不喝了。
My father had a heart attack.
我父亲犯了心脏病。We
rushed him to Taiwan University Hospital.
我们赶紧把他老人家送到台大医院去。The
doctor said that she'd been saved through emergency treatment.
医生说经过急救已经救过来了。Your
grandmother always took good care of herself.
你祖母一向很保重身体。She
must have been quite old when she passed away.
他过去的时候年纪一定很大了吧。
After I listened to it, it took me quite a while to calm down.
我听完了以后，心里很久不能平静下来。
Now here's a conversation reviewing part one. A person whose father has just passed away talks with a friend who has just heard the news.
我最近出差去了，经过台南的时候，听到你父亲去世的消息，真抱歉，我没能赶回来吊丧。我父亲得了病，很快就过去了，我们有些在外地的亲戚都没能来得及参加丧礼。我记得。 你父亲身体一向不错，这次得了什么病啊？哦，我父亲身体是不错，就是心脏不太好，这次忽然犯了心脏病，我们赶紧把他老人家送到台大医院去，可是经过急救还是没救过来。我祖母也是心脏病去世的，好像年纪大了的人。 得了心脏病以后很难治好，老先生过去的时候不太痛苦吧？是的，他过去的时候比较平静，好像不太痛苦。你这些天一定忙得很累了，你要保重身体，过些时候我再来看你。谢谢你，以后有功夫再过来坐坐。好，再见。再见。
Part 2 talks more about the death of a family member. To make a long-distance phone call.
打长途电话。
I called him long-distance to tell him.
我打长途电话告诉他。
To pass away.
过世。
His old friend's mother passed away last week.
他老朋友的母亲上个星期过世了。
To be grieved.
伤心。
He was terribly broken up.
他伤心极了。
long life, longevity.
长寿。
Your father was already 75 years old. That's quite a long life.
你父亲已经75岁，可以说是长寿了。
Furthermore, besides,
再说
besides that, he wasn't in too much pain when he died.
再说他过世的时候也不太痛苦。
To be sad.
难过。
You don't have to feel too sad.
你不必太难过了。
Originally.
本来。
Children.
儿女。
One's vicinity, one's immediate surroundings.
身边。
Originally, my mother hoped that her children would stay with her all her life.
我母亲本来希望儿女们一辈子都在他身边。
Oldest brother.
大哥。
Cannot go.
去不了。
My oldest brother can't go to Hong Kong this year anymore.
我大哥今年去不了香港了。
Future.
将来。
Go sometime in the future if you get the chance.
将来有机会再去吧。
To bury.
葬。
My mother often said that when the time came, she didn't want to be buried abroad.
我母亲常说，她不愿意将来葬在国外。
To be without worry.
安心。
Let her rest without worry in her home.
让他在家安心休息。
To cremate, cremation.
火葬。
He says that after he passes away, he wants to be cremated.
他说他去世以后要火葬。
Moreover,
并且
bone ashes
骨灰
moreover he hopes his children will be able to take his ashes back to his home country
并且希望他的孩子们能把他的骨灰送回国内
Now here's a review of the new words in part two. To make a long distance phone call.
打长途电话。
To pass away.
过世。
To be grieved.
伤心。
Long life, longevity.
长寿。
Furthermore, besides.
再说。
To be sad.
难过。
Originally.
本来。
Children.
儿女。
One's vicinity, one's immediate surroundings.
身边。
Oldest brother.
大哥。
Cannot go.
去不了。
Future.
将来。
To bury.
葬。
To be without worry.
安心。
To cremate, cremation.
火葬。
Moreover.
并且。
Bone ashes.
骨灰。
Now here's a review of the sentences in part two. I called him long distance to tell him.
我打长途电话告诉他。
His old friend's mother passed away last week.
他老朋友的母亲上个星期过世了。
He was terribly broken up.
他伤心极了。
Your father was already 75 years old. That's quite a long life.
你父亲已经75岁，可以说是长寿了。
Besides that, he wasn't in too much pain when he died.
再说，他过世的时候也不太痛苦。
You don't have to feel too sad.
你不必太难过了。
Originally, my mother hoped that her children would stay with her all her life.
我母亲本来希望儿女们一辈子都在她身边。
My oldest brother can't go to Hong Kong this year anymore.
我大哥今年去不了香港了。
Go sometime in the future if you get the chance.
将来有机会再去吧。
My mother often said that when the time came, she didn't want to be buried abroad.
我母亲常说，她不愿意将来葬在国外。
Let her rest without worry in her home.
让他在家安心休息。
He says that after he passes away, he wants to be cremated.
他说，他去世以后要火葬。
Moreover, he hopes his children will be able to take his ashes back to his home country.
并且希望他的孩子们能把他的骨灰送回国内。
Now here's a conversation reviewing part two. It takes place in Taiwan after the funeral of an elderly man. A friend comes to visit the family to offer condolences.
我最近出差去了，昨天回来才知道老先生过世的消息，而且听说丧礼也办过了。我没能赶回来吊丧，真是抱歉。
我父亲心脏一向不太好，最近两年医生叫他天天吃药，结果问题好像少了一点，可是两个星期以前忽然犯了老病，我大哥就赶紧把他老人家送到台大医院急救，并且打长途电话把我叫回来。他年纪大了，虽然经过几天急救还是没救过来，在上星期二去世了。不过他去世的时候比较平静，好像不太痛苦。
父亲去世，儿女一定很伤心。不过老先生70多岁去世，也算是长寿了。再说，他过去的时候不太痛苦，你们兄弟姐妹又都在他身边，他也就安心了。你也不要太难过。老先生葬在哪里？
我父亲说过要火葬，他说他这一辈子恐怕回不了老家了，叫我们将来把骨灰送回老家去，所以我们就准备照他说的办。
This is the end of the tape. End of module on custom surrounding marriage, birth and death, unit 5.